go riding in that wagon. I didn't ever get a chance to go riding in a wagon. I would have done anything.
And he
just
would take your
wagon.
Brother, and he never did.
That's right.
Oh, that's
town. Well, sometimes he'd let me ride to the field in the wagon, but not ever to town. I wanted to see what it was like riding on the highway in the wagon.
Right. That's funny. But you never got to.
Never.
Oh.
But I enjoyed going out there hitching up those mules. That's one reason I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
The things that, you know, but it's been a long over 30, so be over 35 years, you know, what he would call these things that you would come up
with. I know.
Now, but if somebody would call the name, it'd probably come back to me, and it's been over 35 years.
But he never, you didn't remember Harness, though, did you?
No, I can't remember him saying Harness, but he probably did.
Uh-huh.
But to think over 35 years and you
don't
be around things like this, it makes a big difference.
I know, it really does. And like flower sack, you know, we were talking about
after
that.
You started
and
talking about it, it came back that my mother made me, and that's all we ever called. You said, what do they call them? And I couldn't think, and they always call them flower sacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, I can see them now, that little, it had
pretty
little tiny print.
Flowers.
Little flowers.
Right.
Always it'd be little, little tiny flowers, and I can remember that.
People would make pillowcases out of them.
We had all kinds of things like that, you know, that I can remember. We were not very rich.
Well, we were very poor, but my mother knew how to manage, and that helped a lot.
Yeah, that helped.
But when you would see some others, you wouldn't think that you were very poor, you know.
Well,
because their parents didn't, you know, there are parents now that make a little money, and they know how to manage a lot better, and then there are some make a lot of money, and they don't do any better than one that make a small amount.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they don't know how to manage their money.
Yeah.
Instead of going to the store first, they stop downtown.
Yeah. this is going to be kind of about cooking and stuff like that. Now,
I'm not a good cook, so I don't know how the course is going to
be
answered.
These are so simple. This is, again, just simple stuff. The kind of, what do you call what's made of flour and it's baked in loaves?
Bread.
Do you, now the kind like, I guess kind of ordinary kind that you would buy at the store. Do you call that, do you know light bread or white bread?
Well, I don't know why I call all of the bread white bread.
You do.
Unless
you
it's rye bread or
whole
wheat
rye,
bread or something like this.
You call it white bread.
Yes.
Now, what do you call what they put in that to make it rise?
Yeast.
Mm-hmm. How about, other things that you might make out of flour in the way kind of bread, that is like something you might make to have in the morning at breakfast.
Biscuits.
Right. Anything else you can think of along the lines of bread made of flour? In addition, of course, we mentioned wheat.
Rolls,
right, very good. Right. How about what's made out of cornmeal?
Well, they call that cornbread and corn muffins.
Or corn muffins, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
corn sticks.
Corn sticks, okay. How about, do you know the word corn dodger?
No, I am not familiar with
How about corn pone, do you know?
No.
No. How about hush puppies?
Yes.
Okay, you do know what those are?
Yes, I know what hush puppies
are. Okay, what comes in, what's in hush puppies to you? I mean, when you think of hush puppies.
Like I said, I'm not a good cook. My mother always made hush puppies, and I was always on the tail end to eat the hush puppies.
but
she's very good at making, because she working on a cafeteria a lot, and see my mother, she did most of the cooking at the house.
Mm-hmm.
I have never had to do very much cooking.
Now, if you were talking about, there are two kinds of bread. There'd be the homemade kind, and the kind you buy at the store, you'd call that? Or anything, like a cake that you buy at the store, you'd call it?
Well, I just usually call it a cake, and some people call it stovetop cake.
That's, yeah.